All right, we're back on with Cole from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette, and I appreciate you letting us continue later this hour in our second outdoor report.
Yeah, I'm happy to be on the show, and I'm real excited to talk about some river fishing.
Well, I know you and I are kind of from that same mold. You know, we'd rather go where there's moving water. Even if we got to bust ice out of your guides, it sounds like the winter steelheading has been pretty good. The conditions in the river holding steady, not too low, not too high.
No, not too bad right now. You know, we had that warm up not too long ago, and it broke up the rivers and did bring up the carp a little bit. So there was some pretty fast water, and it got a little dirty. So conditions weren't the best for a couple of days, but things are really picking up now. So guys are getting into some fish. There's a few steelhead, and guys are doing pretty decent on browns too. There's a lot of guys throwing spawn still, and that seems to be doing pretty well. And there's some fly anglers out there that have moved to a we've kind of talked about it last year, a heavier tungsten Euro nymph style jig hook fly. And that sounds like a mouthful, but they're pretty simple patterns that just utilize a very heavy bead and get down quick into the strike zone. So,
what about these fly tying classes, which have become very popular at Superior Outfitters? I mean, I know you have like an open tie night. You could maybe talk about that if somebody wants to check it out. But you also have actual classes to sign up for.
Yeah, we do beginner classes. So we just actually started one for the month of January yesterday, and that'll go all the way through January. But then we'll be doing another one in February, and it's $80 per person, and this is catered towards the beginner fly tier or somebody who has done it in the past and kind of fell out of it and like to get back into it. We start with all the basics, and we like to focus on tying mostly trout patterns that are very popular in the area that'll catch fish. So what that consists of is four different sessions, start to finish, how to manipulate different materials. We'll talk about, as silly as it sounds, the anatomy of a hook and how you can use that as a measuring device so you can keep the proportions correct on a fly. So it's a pretty in-depth class, and we do limit it to six tiers so we can keep the group down so everybody gets some one-on-one time when we're tying. And that's a great way to learn how to tie, and if you're just curious and like to hang out and see how to tie a fly, we do a Tuesday night drop-in at 6 o'clock when we close the shop. We leave the lights on. Guys come in. We move all the displays out of the way, set up a big table, and pretty much we work over a new pattern each week and just have a good time doing it. So if you've never tied before, that can be a little intimidating just because we're kind of just going through the pattern. But it is a fun class and a good group of people. So if you're free on a Tuesday night and just want to stop by the shop, we encourage you to do so. And then coming up here, we'll be talking about some different classes we'll offer that'll be catered towards a more of an advanced or intermediate skill level, focusing on streamer patterns for bass, muskie, pike, that sort of thing.
Well, keep us posted on that, and I really appreciate your time today. Cole from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, no problem, Adam. Thanks again. Have a great one.
This is The Outdoor Show.